Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you're able to join with me as we are continuing on in our journey, if you will, in the fullness of time. And when we think about how God has been so patient and long-suffering with mankind, it says the husbandman waiteth long for the precious fruit of the earth. And, you know, it's amazing how fallen humanity has ever been prone to treasure the seductive things of the world, the flesh, and the devil. Ever since the Garden of Eden, God has searched for man after the tragedy of the fall, but there's been, through His divine wisdom and planning, a continuous cycle of progression upward of His plan for mankind, which is, of course, restoration back in fellowship with Him, that we might spend the eternity of eternities together. Oh, if we could only understand God's progression, His plan for the world and for ourselves. It's not the will of our Heavenly Father that we should be satisfied with the things of yesterday. And if He leads us into the glorious light of a revealed truth tomorrow, it doesn't of necessity reflect on the truth of that which we live in today. We're prone to rely on certain experiences and, you know, to treasure those experiences and the doctrines which were an integral part of the faith of our fathers. But we forget that we have a Heavenly Father who is greater than all the fathers of the church, and He wants to lead us onward and upward to the very heights of Zion. Let's think about, what time is it? What happened when the Son of God was here in physical form on the earth? He wanted to tell those about Him what time it was, but they didn't understand. Their ears were closed. So out on the dark mountainside, while the whole world was wrapped in midnight darkness, Jesus prayed. He prayed until morning, and His whole life was one of deep devotion to God on behalf of humanity. And it was, of course, characterized by unfailing obedience to His Father. He didn't want His own will. He didn't purpose to have His own way. The works He accomplished, the words He spoke, were the ministries and voice of the eternal God, who was using the physical body of His Son, His only begotten Son, as a vehicle through which He expressed and revealed Himself to mankind. More than once, after toiling and ministering all day long to the people, Jesus retired to the solitude of the mountain to commune with His Father. Perhaps if His disciples had only known it, they could have been there with Him, but they were living, as so many of us do, beneath their privileges, and were very much like those who lived in the day of His earthly presence. Oh, if we could only get a glimpse of His vision for us, if we could only overcome the limitations of our flesh, that we could just loose ourselves from the bands of our neck, from traditions and programs which have fulfilled their purpose and had their time, perhaps, but God intends that they are only a rung in the ladder, if you will, in which we climb. And He wants our spirits to be in communion with Him moment by moment. Have you ever been in a place, perhaps a high mountain place or hills? Have you ever seen fog as it gathers low in the valley and you're kind of above the fog? Well, God wants us pressing onward and upward to the eternal highlands, if you will, of His experience that He has for us. If we are going to do that, we will then enter into those spiritual riches, which are our inheritance in this new season that God is bringing us into. He's pouring out His Spirit upon all flesh. That's what Joel said. And so we need to pray that all the earthly chains, the things that would hold us back and hinder us, need to be broken. And instead of traveling in the semi-darkness of twilight, we will emerge on those spiritual highlands, if you will, above the fogs, above the doubt, above the fears. On every hand and side, within and without, we see so many signs which tell us of the imminence of the return of Jesus. And it's that great fact which is causing us to beware of these days in which we're now living, which is our days of preparation. Beloved, have you been disappointed? Have you experience the failure of systems and people around you? Have you been disillusioned? Has your heart been filled with sorrow? Have you discovered the failure of the arm of flesh? You know, when the storms of life buffet us, when we find ourselves wandering in a spiritual wilderness, when we have arrived ultimately at the conclusion that the things of the past have not completely satisfied, then we should turn to the rock that is higher than I. In the shadow of a rock in a weary land, Christ is that shelter in the time of storm. I can hear His declaration ringing over and over again. He said, If I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. These words couldn't be stronger or more comprehensive. The cross to some may be an instrument of disgrace, but He proclaims it to be the instrument of His dominion and power. It's not the creeds or systems of man to which He draws us to. He draws us to Himself. He knew as He hung upon that tree that He was not there to establish by His dying the righteousness of a cause of which He alone is the representative. It's all about Jesus, beloved. No earthly institution was to possess the magnetism and the inspiration which belongs alone to Him. And it's because we failed to hear the emphasis on those personal pronouns. Jesus said, I, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Beloved, that's the purpose of this ministry, to unveil Christ, to lift Jesus up, and furthermore, to unveil Christ in us, the hope of glory. There's so much perplexity, so much bewilderment in the times in which we're living, but He is our sufficiency, beloved. We have given loyalty and allegiance in many cases to men and earthly systems, but the word tells us that man is as the grass and the glory of man is the flower of grass. Like flickerings of a candle, those systems are blown by the winds of adversity, their lights go out and they cease to be. And so oftentimes man would turn to their own righteousness and offer that on an altar before the Lord. But beloved, that's not acceptable in His sight. There's no way to the Father but through Jesus. And this, beloved, is the momentous hour into which the Lord is calling every one of us to a complete surrender of our mind and our will to Himself. This is the message of the hour, beloved. Remember, as I shared in Joel, rend not your garments, but your heart. This is the day that we need Him and Him alone. No one but Jesus will suffice. He is the mighty magnet attracting the poor in spirit, the penitent, the weary, and the heavy laden, those lost and dead in sin. It's the energy of His love that will thrill the heart that is dejected. And He still moves with His unlimited power today, beloved. He sees your tears. He knows the heaviness of your heart. He's seen the sadness of your spirit. He knows the wickedness of this present evil world in which we find ourselves. But in spite of all that, He wants to give you His joy. He wants to give you His peace. Sometimes we think that we can find it in service or discover it in doing things which are good and in themselves proper and right. We thought joy perhaps was at the end of the trail of our own endeavor, our own efforts, or perhaps by the, you know, giving the contribution of our possessions or ourselves, joy would be waiting for us at the end of the road. But when we awake to find that wasn't the case, we discovered that all the experience of the past were not sufficient in themselves to ease the pain in the heart or to wipe tears from our eyes. Beloved, He wants to give you His joy, the joy that is His alone and His to be found only in Him and in Him alone. The joy of the Lord is your strength, the scriptures tell us. He tells us that in the world we will have tribulation, but to be of good cheer because He's overcome the world. That's John 16 and 33. These things I've spoken unto you, that My joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. Oh, beloved, do you want peace? Everything around us in this world is confusing and tumultuous and chaotic. The noise, the conflict, as well as the uncertainty in all walks of life. Plans are tried today and abandoned tomorrow. And it's true, we don't know what the hour will bring forth as far as the world's concerned. But in Christ, beloved, there is a place of rest. There's a place of abiding peace. Earthly ties can fail us. And when we search for peace in any other place, and we discover that whatever we've tried is only a sedative, a temporary opiate, if you will, which has no lasting value. He spoke to them. Jesus speaks now. My peace I give unto you. He gives it, beloved. You can't earn it. He gives the peace that passes all understanding. Jesus gives to everyone who's willing to accept it. It's His own peace, the peace which He enjoyed in the deep tranquility of His soul, which was the very nature of God manifest in the flesh. Beloved, He wants to do that for you, that you can experience that peace as you go through your days. Lord, I release that peace that passes all understanding, the tumult, the turmoil of this world, Father. Lord, let it fade as a distant sound, and let us hear only Your voice telling us to come to You and to cast our cares upon You because You care for us. Thank You, Lord, for Your seasons, not only in the world, but in our lives, and that You are moving to bring to pass Your perfect divine plan. We thank You for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, praise God. It's been a joy to minister to you. We'll continue on in tomorrow's broadcast. I pray you can join me at the same time. If you need prayer, as always, I give you an invitation to write and share those specific needs. God wants us to pray and be specific, and so I will specifically pray for whatever needs you share. I love you. Thank you for joining me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.